lords to come. Orders, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it home to your poetry addiction. We are World Poetry Open Mic. I'm your humble host, J. Todd Underhill, otherwise known as the Larry Zonka of Poetry Radio. Another really obscure one. Break out your Google machine on that one. And normally on my left-hand side, it's Mike Alamide, who's pulling the Peyton Manning. He is now out of the lineup. However, we went out and got the Brock Osweiler of Poetry Radio. Please welcome Christine.
Well, hello.
Hello. Welcome to our show. I'm glad to have you back.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back. And I take that as a compliment because Brock is younger than me.
Yes, he is. He's a young man. And he's very talented. So it was not meant as a slight in any way to either of the players. And on her left-hand side, we'll just call him the Dick Butkus of our crew. Please welcome the Half Squatch.
Good evening, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Dun-dun-dun.
We are the Super Bowl of Poetry Radio.
Yes,
that's what I was getting
there
at.
We go.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right, so we've got three fabulous sponsors to help us put on the show. First and foremost, I want to tell you about HollywoodCollectibles.com.
Yes.
Now, Christine, if you're looking for gift ideas for the Half Squatch for Christmas, this is the site for you. Signed movie posters, signed guitars, Hollywood memorabilia signed by the A-list, the B-list, and possibly the C-list, too.
I don't know if I could afford most of that stuff.
Viva maybe, La Ash?
Maybe the C-list, yeah. So, also, we've got naturebox.com. You want to live long, write a lot, have an epic life, you're going to want to check out naturebox.com.
There you go.
I was confirming to...
Blending.
I cannot talk. Yeah,
you were blending.
Two of our sponsors, naturebooks.com. No, naturebox.com. They're gluten-free, GMO-free, sucker-free, as Michael would say.
That's right.
And they're a healthy alternative to snacking from a convenience store or...
candy.
Ice cream truck, yeah.
Ice cream truck.
Whatever you want to do. But definitely check them out. We want you to be around us, share a lot of poetry on our show, too. And another way to improve your life is... what I called Nature Books earlier. Actually, it's KNET Books.
KNET Books, yes.
And you're going to want to check them out. Any sort of reading level for college, master's, remedial, if you're a poet like myself. definitely check them out. Support our sponsors, because that's how you're going to support the show. Click the link through on our website and use one of their services, and you help out World Poetry Open Mic. And the rules are, we want to hear your poetry. That's why we started this platform. We do want it free of hate speech. We want it free of the magical F-bomb. We want it 1 to 3 minute long. Obviously, if you're going to got a good flow going and it's not breaking our rules, we'll let you go over. We've done that time and time again. It's just a normal thing we do.
Yep.
All right. So since we've not had any callers, we're not going to ask for unique callers because we just need 5 callers to 720-240-9766.
That is 720-240-9766.
Don't delay. Call today.
Frosty Hollow by David Lewis Paget. Down in the depths of Frosty Hollow, the dell where nobody sleeps, the eyes are watching one another in case some human peeps. It sits in a time of heather and slime, each side of a distant flood, where nothing is really worth the bother, the ancient wizard stood. He stood by the spell of them and us, that he spun in a past go-round, that sought the will of the what they were when the skies were close to the ground. And nobody sought to leave the hollow except in a cowl or hood. The ways of men were hard to swallow outside the enchanted wood. The stars that sparkled up in the trees had promised a cold come in, but the wizard ruled the things that matter and various types of sin. He ruled the currents that gave them breath and told of the marsh outside, where those who left met an evil death in the end, so nobody tried. And slowly he would increase the size of the dell to the world outside. The dell would spread on the bones of the dead, he said, in his sin of pride. But the eyes were fed with suspicions, and they looked to each other first. And the first in hell were those in the dell, who looked at the wizard and cursed. Down in the depths of Frosty Hollow, the dell where nobody sleeps, the eyes are watching one another in case some human peeps. It sits in a time of heather and slime, each side of a distant flood, and there you'll find an ancient wizard who lies in a pool of blood.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice, we are back with five of the best lined up for you. Yes. Got by her own promo that she got last year. She totally forgot about it.
I totally forgot I did that.
So I went to my doctor, and I told him that I had hyperpoetremia, and he said it's terminal.
Probably so, for you.
All right. He also said that I've got the terminal stupid.
Get the poets on the line. Save us.
No. I was going to mention, we were talking during the Jingle Bells. That's actually a Thanksgiving song.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Not my coworkers at work, they're like, that's a Christmas song. I'm like, no, you should listen to it. It's a Thanksgiving
song. It's a Thanksgiving song. I think it's one of the only ones that...
Yeah. There's another one that came to mind while that was playing.
Turkey Trot?
Well, no. I'm sure that's one, too.
And it's not by Adam Sandler either. Do you know which one I'm thinking about?
Oh, no, I don't.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house. That's the Thanksgiving song, too.
That's right. It is.
And people are like, how come there aren't any Thanksgiving carols? Well, there are. You just need to...
They just get lumped into Christmas.
Yes. Of course, anymore, back to school gets lumped in with Christmas, too, at this point. All right, so.
Halloween, what's that?
Let us delay no further. Let's go back. Let's go to our phone lines. Please welcome Dennis. Hello.
Hello, World Poetry Open Mic.
Hello.
It's Friday night.
It is. Glad to have you, my friend.
Oh, I'm glad to be here, and let me turn down my listening device. There we go, and what a great night it is for poetry.
It is.
Every Friday night's a blessing to me.
You have hyperpoetremia also.
All right. Well, I have a poem to share with you this evening. It is written by Raj Kumar, our friend of World Poetry Open Mic from Calcutta, India.
Nice.
The poem I'd like to share tonight, the title is In Solidarity. And it goes like this. Let the candles burn tonight in solidarity with you, Paris. Nobody can douse the fire burning within. To hell with ISIS. Stadiums, they attack the cowards. Theater, they set on fire. Cafe, too. Paris is burning. Turn of events. Uniting people around, barring few. Look at the sky. Colors changed. French flag hoisted everywhere. Sydney, New York, London, all sing unifying mantra. No comic. No satire. I know when all Charlies join hands to fight this blasphemous land, ultimate win is for humanity. We will stop all these calamities. End of poem.
Heck yes. Dennis, good read. Raj, damn good write.
Yes, Raj speaks passionately, and he's a friend of the show, and I'm glad to share his poem with you.
Oh, hell yeah. Raj is a good friend of the show. You're a great friend of the show. We are very blessed to have you read his work on our show.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope to come back for the return. But let's have some more poets on the line, and thank you again, and God bless you all. Oh, I'd like to also say welcome back, Christine.
Well, thank you very much.
It's good to hear your voice again.
Well, it's good to sit down here with you, with the guys and listen to you guys read them live.
You're always welcome to this show. Yeah, a female voice helps in the balance.
Well, don't tell them that, because then they'll try and talk with a female voice.
Michael Wood, for sure.
All right. Well, thank you again.
Thank you, Dennis. Bye. That was Dennis on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. I could see him in
Open
Mic.
Oh, no. I forgot about this.
Hello. I can't do female voices like he does.
No, but it's okay.
I can't even get close to a female's voice with this with these pipes. Anyway.
You know, we could try some things.
No.
I'm good.
We're good.
I'm very good.
Okay. Just thought I'd help.
Wow. One caller in and things start going to hell. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Just kidding.
All right.
So, we're going to go from Michigan to Michigan.
What the?
Please welcome from the Poetry State, he is Chris.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, it is you guys. I was wondering for a minute.
Kind of threw you for a loop having a female.
Because Christine was going to be on, I'd have sent one for her to read and sat back and been quiet and listened to it myself.
I think she's just here to lend moral or immoral support, as the case may be.
Hey.
I don't think she's doing much reading tonight.
That's a sin, girl. don't let him keep you silent.
Oh, no.
That's right. Is it right? You got a voice. I want to hear it. Use it. Swat him, dang it.
That cost me extra.
He deserves it. Can you? I put together a couple of new ones this week. So one was on a Tuesday, so I'll give that one first. And depending on how busy you guys get, I'll try to call back in. So I named this one My Very World. My Very World, on a Tuesday, no less. My Very World. Scuffing feet, wet, slowing grass, wrought iron table, wrought iron chair, patchwork deck, crisscross shading by bare tree limbs, the settling creeks. It's a silent morning, sun and cold, cold blue. Coffee thought wisps spreading in the air. All the words, words, words. Falling and falling and falling. Word drops glistening on paper petals. Till leather bound and pressed between forever nights. And wished so full days. Words of me's, words of hers, words of silly, inconsequential, nothing more's than our thoughts of my nows, of others' nows, of tomorrow's nows, of never were's nor will be's, what it's like to wish on falling stars, on porch steps, sidewalk curbs, on seawalls, stone walls, fire escapes, tenement windows, on mirror, mirror on the walls, empty chill rooms, beds, floors, corners, words, so many words, all the echoes flowing, surrounding, pressing, tightening, closing, fading, fading. Do you ever dream of me? I dream of you. I do, you know. Soft ones, warm ones, scolding ones. Scalding one. And they all share a theme, you and me. Sometimes it's just words shared, sometimes just a hand being held as the world moves by, as it always does, moving by. Other times it's more. And more than a kiss, and more than a touch, more a whisper, a desire, a need, a want for us. More than just the presence, than just holding or being held. So much more, so much more. I feel the sun, it's caressing my mind as it meanders across my skin, warm and spreading more heat, the very breath of life. Words. Words. Falling and falling and falling within my mind. And it's Tuesday. The end.
Very well done.
And of course, the mirror, mirror on the wall is my understanding of Sleeping Beauty. A poor witch's soliloquy.
Hmm.
Things that make you go, Very interesting.
Masterfully delivered, my friend. Very well done.
Well, I'm glad you guys thought so. It was an interesting thing because now's the turn of seasons and, you know, you still go outside and sit while the sun pops up and catch a little bit of air and start the days. It's a good time. A lot of people do that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of words around. Those are some good ones. This is a college town I live in, and the next poem will deal with some of that.
Beautiful.
This is a wild place.
Well, Chris, we're looking forward to your next appearance during the return engagement, and I thank you for this entry tonight and all that you do for our show, pointing people our direction. It's really appreciated.
Way to go, guys. You are cool. Have fun. All Talk right. later.
That was Chris. That was Chris on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
I gotta throw them in.
That snicker he's got just tickles me.
It does.
Someone else that has been known to tickle me. Not with his snicker, per se, but with his long titles.
Oh, okay.
Please welcome from Kentucky, he is Philip.
Cheers, and I hope I resemble that remark, sir.
You do. You most definitely do.
I appreciate it. And I also had one brief question before I bore you with my lines, sir. Is it exclusively poetry, or is it possible to read microfictions on this show?
Microfictions? Like a short story?
Yes, I think microfictions, you know, sort of the industrial standard is like 500 words or less, somewhere in there. But I've timed myself. I've been writing some prose things lately, and I've ventured into some small pieces, and I didn't want to read them tonight, but I just wondered if that's possible, if it meets your guidelines, and maybe you need to think about it, and, you know, I'm not offended if it's not exactly poetry, so...
No, we do invite all spoken word art, and that would fall under the category of spoken word art.
And Philip, if you're worried about it, send us if you don't mind, just email us a copy of one. That way we can read it and find out, and we'll probably say, yeah, we'll respond to you this week.
Okay, well, sure. I'm a sucker for sharing my work. Heck
okay.
Yeah. All right, good.
What? You're a sucker for sharing your work and you're calling our show? What the hell are you thinking? No, I'm just kidding.
Don't worry. I'm dressed in a long rain slicker, and later I'll go out and scare the natives. You know?
Okay. I do want to take issue with something you said, though. You said, bore me with your words. You will never, and I repeat, never bore me with your words, my friend.
Well, I really appreciate that, Sir J. Todd. Thank you so much. That's very kind of you. And I will get to it, and here is my lengthy title, sir. And yes, this is just the title to begin with. Resurrection on a Friday Evening, Brief Outline for an Unwritten Novella, Transposing the Afterlife into Existentialist Terminology, Buttressed by a Single Illusion. And that is, of course, just the title. And here it goes, sir. A paltry sum of lines written in pale rooms succumbed by memories. Many of them, I'm certain, are not my own. Unconventional hazards known well among the mentally ill. Hallucinations intricate as the past, identical to what I recall. Travel as a ghost proximal to other people's precarious existence, smothered by their lonesomeness. Reminders of my own failures as they mumble reminiscences, whispering doubts to shadows because darkness always listens. Occasionally, they feel my ethereal presence bumping into me with uncertain expressions, contorting their normally blithe faces. Horatio's wonderment at Hamlet, who elucidates the subtleties of heaven and earth, a dutiful and astute thinker, surmising that one should not be surprised when their dead father reappears and demands revenge most horrid. The long, solitary adventure, invariably forgotten, unsuitable for a meager sum of delinquent phrases. Returning to my modest subterranean residence, a furnished dwelling several odd feet under, observing as their imaginary lives dwindle, enveloped by realities. Hard empiricism. And there it is, sir.
As always, my friend, excellently done. If you lived in Denver, I would come see you perform live, no matter what coffee shop you were performing at.
Well, that makes me blush, and I am so happy you say so. And I look forward to hearing you read tonight, too, Sir J. Todd, so please do. And cheers, fellows, and I look forward to the return engagement.
Thank you, sir. That was Chris on World Poetry, or excuse me, that was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next Evolution Poetry Radio. There's this bar. Now, people can't see this. There's this bar that I'm peering through, and I got the wrong line.
I just realized you were doing
it. Yeah, I'm like... We have a call list in front of me. However, my microphone stand kind of blocks it. So I'm like one eye in it through the... Anyway.
Shh, don't give them away all of your secrets.
Well, there's that one.
Well, You
gotta keep them guessing, man.
No, that secret you're not allowed to tell.
Okay. All right.
Going to get an injunction.
Injunction. What's your function? You had to know it was coming.
Yeah. I knew it was coming. Right. Stop feeding him lines, Christine.
Breathe. Now we're going to go to the land of a thousand lakes and the land of a thousand nieces. Please welcome from Minnesota, she is Mariah.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing doing pretty good.
You know,
crazy.
I was listening to JT Field calls earlier, and just it, he picked up the phone, and you just started laughing, and I'm like, that's got to be Mariah.
I was on the phone with my grandpa when he answered, because everyone was yelling at me to call in.
Got it.
There you go.
Yeah. I was trying to not get either one of you too confused.
It's kind of hard to mistake the Sasquatch for your grandfather and vice versa, I hope.
Well, my grandpa didn't know I was on the phone with, I was on my phone with someone else because I was on my mom's phone with him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Telling him that I was going to be on the show tonight.
Now, is he listening along with us?
I think he is.
Beautiful. Hello, Grandpa.
Hi, Grandpa.
I lost my phone. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Don't lose
okay,
those.
I found it. I had to hit the back button. Don't you wish we had a back button for real life?
Sort of.
Boy, don't I.
That's a poetry title right there.
That is. That should be mine for the next show.
When's the last time
please
you
write
threw
that
down
out.
A challenge?
Yeah, everybody. Back button for real life.
Dun, dun, dun,
there you
dun.
Go. There's your prompt for next week.
Or next segment, depending on how right it
is. Well, knowing Mariah, she'll have it ready but during the call-in segment for next segment.
Did you just hear the collective click of a bunch of pens that just got clicked on, or the little mechanical pencils?
Well, yeah.
Oh, I just typed.
Yeah, you're start hearing that.
All right.
So this one, I actually had this written 4 days ago.
You mean when I sent you that meme with the, you should write, seriously?
Yes, I finished writing that one like 2 hours before you sent me that.
That's funny. It was Kathy Bates from Misery, was it? Yeah. I'm not the movie aficionado. That's the Sasquatch job.
But I did stop watching cat videos and I went to bed.
Thank you.
So, this one's actually a little longer for me lately. And I'd play my music in the background to keep me up in the beat, but then I think I'd talk too fast for anyone to understand, so.
Okay.
This is my confession. And I actually shared this on Facebook, so you guys might have read it, but. In another life where no one has ever hurt me, I imagine there's a little girl that still smiles every day. In another time, when my memories have never been chased around the dark corners of my mind, there's a joy in my eyes that I don't think I've ever known. On another day, when the sound of the rain is no longer louder than my hope, I believe that part of my survival will depend on dancing under stormy skies. There's a darkness that follows my every moment, consumes my glimmers of happiness before they reach any level of conscious awareness, and I am left waiting in the street for a glimpse of what could have been. On my knees, crying, please God, why don't you hear me? Take away this pain so I can know what it's like to live instead of just survive, but all I get in answers are the sound of my own heart beating, and I just feel so alone. So I spill my words onto cobblestone, streets paved through run-down neighborhoods where even the law don't go. Sing my rhymes to the rhythm of gunshots and violence. And when it's all done, I'm just left with still silence, no sirens. No one on their way to save just another broken soul. I want to be whole again. I want to smile again. I want to feel more than just this numb pain again, please. I don't know how to keep on surviving when my mind and my heart feel like they keep on dying. I'm a lost and empty soul. Stereotype cliche, just wanting to be known for more than past actions and what was stole. I don't want to be another statistic, just another take in a line of numbers, a forgotten name on a list of victims who never found their way home. I'm here, but I'm not. left in a shell of who I was, but that person is gone, and now I don't know where to go. I'm home, but still wandering, wondering if anyone could ever truly love me, and even though I know my words would break the hearts of some, I can't seem to really care. To quote some of the whispers, I'm not all there. But that's not my fault, and damn anyone who dares look at me sideways like I'm crazy, I'm not. I ain't crazy or lazy or insane, just stuck as a pawn in someone else's game. And for once in my life, I'm trying to find a way to stand up and actually fight, but I'm weak and my voice is small. Try to fight back, but I don't stand too tall. Just a girl trampled on by the world and left curled up in a ball, thinking that if I tried hard enough, maybe I could disappear. But my dreams of invisibility flew away with the thoughts of my strength. I've been living a lie that no one really knows. I've tried to hide it well, but I know sometimes it shows. And I thank everyone that stuck around, everyone who waited behind just to make sure I got back on my feet. It's time to let my mask down and let my acting fade. Face up to the truth as to how I spend my days. I wait praying for hope that somebody would care. But looking around, I know you've been there. Even at the times when I never showed it, your kindness helped me more than anyone could ever even comprehend. I'm so tired of trying. Tired of pretending that everything is okay when life was never fair or okay to begin with. I'm sorry. I know that these verses may come as a shock to some, but to most this is just a note of gratitude you probably never expected. You were there regardless, never needing a thank you or a glance back when I was gone. This is not a goodbye, but a promise. I promise to wake up and try harder every day, and not just for me, but for you, because my strength is more than my will to survive. It comes in the bond found in friends. I am more than my past and my hurts. I am sum of all good and bad, and that's brought me here to where I am, so to everyone who's passed through my life, I give my thanks for that spark of light you didn't know you shined. End poem.
As always, astounding read, portrayal of your poetry. I'm constantly impressed with your work.
Thank you.
So you're going to call back for a return engagement with one called The Back Button of Life. Is that what I understand?
What was that?
I said you're going to call back with another poem during the return engagement called The Back Button of Life.
I'm going to try. If not, I have a backup.
All right. Always good to have backup. Thank you, Mariah.
I should go write that now.
There you go. That was Mariah on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
God, get water getting everywhere.
I know.
Knock it off.
The half squatch is into water sports. What are
you talking
about?
We're going to have to move the pool if we do. I mean.
And then he's got to do one of them arcing throws.
Well, you know, at least make it more difficult for him, because right now he's like slam dunking it and getting water everywhere.
I'm okay with the slam dunk.
I'm not. You don't have to clean up.
Well, that's true.
See?
Yeah, the arcing throw like that.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. What other sound? No, I don't want to know. Never mind.
Do it.
Oh, no.
The first thing that came to mind, what was it?
Oh, the first one that came to my mind?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's pretty much our show tonight. I'm just kidding. Totally kidding.
Sorry.
All right. So someone to save us from the sewers of poetry radio, please welcome from Oregon, she is Ola. Are you there?
You want me to save you from the sewers of what?
Of our poetry radio, the flush that we just had going on.
Oh, no. You ask way too much.
You are our life preserver. We're clinging to you with all hope.
Oh, no, you don't understand. I had the really good fortune last night to get to go see Melissa Etheridge in concert, and she is amazing. It was so much fun. And, you know, last week it was kind of a non-ordinary moment, and I was really distracted. So tonight I'm really tired. I'm not sure I can even save myself. But I have a couple of thoughts that I just would like to share. And it's, you know, it's like the beginning of a poem, but anyway, in the times of our lives, the good times and bad, the sweet and the sad, it is the balladeers, the storytellers, and the poets that speak for us when our hearts are too full and words won't come. And for that, I am forever grateful. And so I just want to say thanks to all of the spoken word artists for sharing your words with me. And thank you, Michael, J. Todd, and JT, for giving us this space where we can meet heart to heart.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that on our show. And I just want you guys to know that I appreciate each and every voice that comes on the show and shares with us.
Well, it's a pretty special thing that we have, and I think that it's good that we have it, and I hope we keep it going. So good night. I'm going to listen, and that's the end of me for tonight.
All right. Thank you, Ola.
Good night.
That was Ola on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Blanc.
That was caller number 5. I don't know. Chris encouraged Christine to beat me if I don't let her read. Should we let her read one?
Yeah, it'd be all right if she read one. I don't think she has a problem with that.
Man, I got to put the bat down?
You got to put the bat down and pick up the book.
Sorry.
Yeah. For once in your life, turn violence into literature. I'm just kidding.
No. Oh, she hit you with the book.
There you go.
There you go. Throw the book at him.
No kidding. All right. So since our little Michelle is a little sick, I thought I would read a poem from Silverstein called Sick. I cannot go to school today, said little Peggy Ann McKay. I have the measles and the mumps, a gasha rash and purple bumps. My throat is wet, my throat is dry. I'm going blind in my right eye. My tonsils are as big as rocks. I've counted 16 chicken pox, and there's one more that's 17. Don't you think my face looks green? My leg is cut, my eyes are blue. I might have instamatic flu. I cough, I sneeze, I gasp, I choke. I'm sure my left leg is broke. My hip hurts when I move my chin, my belly button's caving in. My back is wrenched, my ankle sprained, my appendix pains at time it rains. My nose is cold, my toes are numb, I have a sliver in my thumb. My neck is stiff, my voice is weak, I hardly whisper when I speak. My tongue is filling up my mouth, I think my hair is falling out. My elbow's bent, my spine isn't straight. My temperature is 108. My brain is shrunk, I cannot hear. There is a hole inside my ear. I have a hangnail, and my heart is... What? What's that? What's that you say? You say today is Saturday? Goodbye, I'm going out to play.
That's funny. I don't think I'd heard that one from Shel Silverstein before.
It's been a long time since I've heard that one. I love that one. It's good. It's really fun.
I'm waiting for my phone to blow up from him now.
From Michael, yeah. You know he's listening. He's dropping on our show.
I know. I think my phone is like starting to do the countdown of blow up.
It's the final countdown.
I love doing that to him. Okay, sorry.
All right, so this is one I wrote back in 2004, and actually, JT, you were there when I wrote this, actually. I could tell you the exact night, April 1st, 2004.
Okay.
This is entitled Trendy Coffee Shop. Lacking confidence in myself, people telling me to take the stage, share with all my morbid thoughts that I have written down to page. Sun is setting on another day. Another cardboard cutout coffee shop, driving me insane from boredom, wishing that the blatant plagiarism would stop. Who really wants to be on an episode of Friends? That show is far too overdone. If you want to make a coffee shop, why not make it something fun? T- Toss out the unused chessboard. Toss out the same old boring literary works. All of the self-pretentious assholes and all of the horrendous egotistical jerks. Shoot on sight all who wear a tie. Ban the decaf, half-calf, and soy substitute. All of the corporate zombies, their souls they all prostitute. And save the coffee house for all of us who need a Java, need some Java and a caffeine, or excuse me, and a nicotine fix. Us, the dying breed of the nighttime, who do not need conformism in the mix. Wrote that at the One Bad Monkey show that you took me to in Highlands Ridge.
That's right.
Was that the first
that
one?
Was the,
that
no.
was my first one.
It was his first one.
Yeah, that where he started writing on the napkins?
Where I wrote Joe that poem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, wasn't it Alex's birthday?
I think it was April 1st.
Well,
April
we
2nd,
were,
yeah, he
we
was
did
there
it for,
yeah, for Alex, yeah, and he sang Alex happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jojo. Yep.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I told you you were there. I can remember
yes.
these things.
I was running the sound.
See what happens when you go sober? You can remember parts of your life.
It's not bad.
I know. All right. So that does it for this twisted segment. Let's get another one underway. If you haven't called our show yet, now is the perfect time to call 720-240-9766.
No, no. Now is the perfect time to call 720-240-9766.
No, wait. Now is the perfect time to call 720-240-9766.
Quick call.
Call now. We are the next evolution in poetry radio. Yeah.
I'm going to take the tennis balls away from him.
No.
No.
Yes.
It's
I'm
fun.
Bringing is the it, dog down so she can it, chase all of them. No. And chew them all. Oh, no, that was Sally. Sally popped them.
Sally yes. popped.
Sorry, the other dog.
All right. So we only have one caller this segment, so you might want to get a poem ready. I'll get a poem ready, and that way we can do the return engagement right after this.
Oh, okay. I'll get another poem from somewhere.
But right now, we've got a great caller from Texas. Please welcome JC.
Hi, guys. How are y'all tonight?
Doing good. How are you?
Pretty good.
So what you got for us?
The poem I'm going to read is one that I wrote for friends today, and I just simply titled it 4SR. It's in a form that I've been playing with, trying to kind of perfect. It's 7-8. It's 7-7-8-7, but the line of 8 is iambic pentameter with 6 words, 2 rhyming words. It's kind of one of those that I started playing with, and I was like, this is too simple, and just kind of found a formula that I liked to play okay. with. So here it is, 4SR. Splendiferous once was love, its heights a peak of madness. A burning need, a flowering seed, blooming with passion's delight. Difference seems to balance, weaknesses offset by strength. A missing part connects two hearts, imperfect but now complete. Hope and dreams unimagined take root and begin to grow. With focused beam upon the scene, a future slowly unfolds. Day by day, the living starts. Small quirks begin to annoy. Somehow you find through daily grind white fissures and cracks appear. First comes the stiff, cold shoulder, then taking turns to silence. Throughout the room pervades a gloom, the pall of love and death's vice. Till all that's left is walking, despite certain pain and fear, a scarred flesh with no hope chest to sustain it on its way. Now prayers of intercession erupt from faint hearts and lips, a healing spell curing the ills, holy balm for what afflicts. One day love will stroll back in to mend emotional wounds, transformed by grace upon the face of a soul in need of rest. Hold strong to your faith, my friend, when darkness overwhelms. Until such time, you'll ever find my friendship is always near. End.
Very well done, JC. I like that. I like the play with the form.
Well, it's kind of a work in progress. This is the second one I did. The other one is much shorter than this. And I think it had a little bit more internal rhyme and maybe worked a little bit better than this one. But I like this one, too.
I think
and
we're all just works in progress.
It, so.
JC, thank you for calling and sharing on our show. Tell your friends about us. Bring a lot of friends. Maybe we can fill up next week for our anniversary show.
I'm trying. I've talked to a couple that have gotten the message out on WC, and I'm like, you guys, y'all need to come.
I'm telling you.
They're thinking about it, and perhaps they're listening tonight.
I hope they're listening. I hope they make the choice to call even during our return engagement, if they're feeling brave enough.
I hope so, too.
Well, we're going to give you a little bit of time to get another poem together and get ready to come back for our return engagement, okay?
Okay.
That was JC from Texas on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Give me the ball. Give me the ball. Ha-ha! Damn it.
You notice I didn't bite at that setup?
Hush.
You're welcome.
Hush.
You're welcome.
Because we don't want to have to cut you off for, you know, hate speech or anything.
No, it wouldn't be hate speech. Oh, it'd be after dark speech.
It'd be after dark stuff.
All right. Do you want to read first? Do you want me to read first?
You know what? I read first last time. Okay. Go for it, my friend.
Okay.
All right. So this is about a true event in my life back in 97. I didn't write this poem actually out until 2009, and I don't think I've performed this anywhere ever. This is entitled Crosswalk. The pedestrian's head was split slightly. I remember the horrid sight nightly. The bus had no chance to stop, the horrible sound, then the skull pop. I was a mere spectator in the crowd, merely feet away from getting plowed. The bus driver's mortal look of fear even brought my hardened soul to a tear. For nothing of this was his blame, but yet he still carries the shame. She walked right into his path and felt the bus's mighty wrath. No one knows what was her intent, but her mortal self was truly spent. The bus driver and passengers in shock, the bystanders all gathered to gawk, and me, a mere poet to document the case, with a forlorn look written on my face, for I had to stop myself and cry for this lady who chose to die. And most would think me a jerk. I returned again unto my work, but I called the bus company to tell what I saw when this lady fell. I said that the driver was not to blame, and for nothing he had to shame. For this baggage I will carry forever. For that kind of event I can forget never. That was on the 16th Street Mall. I saw this lady just get mowed down by a bus. I was like, ooh.
Not good.
No.
Yikes.
I've led a full life. Very full life.
Your back? Cup runneth over.
My cup runneth over with lots to write about.
So the one I'm going to read, I have a coworker of mine, Joe. And he's a very kind of artistic guy. He's very nice, very soft-spoken. And I talk a lot about you guys doing the show, and he'll ask on Monday how the show went, things like that. He sent me this poem. He thought it was kind of funny. It's written by Jenny Joseph, and it's called When I Am Old. When I am an old woman, I shall wear purple with a red hat that doesn't go and doesn't suit me. I shall spend my pension on brandy and summer gloves and satin sandals and say we've no money for butter. I shall sit down on the pavement when I'm tired and gobble up samples in shops and press alarm bells and run my stick along the public railings and make up for the sobriety of my youth. I shall go out in my slippers in the rain and pick the flowers in other people's gardens and learn to spit. You can wear terrible shirts and grow more fat and eat 3 pounds of sausage at a go, or only bread in a pickle for a week, and hoard pens and pencils and beer mats and things in boxes. But now we have clothes to keep us dry and pay our rent and not swear in the streets and set a good example for the children. We will have friends to dinner and read the papers. But maybe I ought to practice a little now, so people who know me are not too shocked and surprised when suddenly I am old and start to wear purple.
You know.
The problem with that is I wear purple now.
Yeah. But see, yeah, that's why nobody will be shocked or surprised when you.
Oh, because I'm practicing.
You're practicing.
I got to learn to spit, though.
It's what my mother did. She started wearing purple young.
So we're practicing.
And it was frowned upon.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
In Germany?
No. Oh, in her town.
Young.
Yeah, when she was, yeah.
When she's a little spring chicken.
Yeah, in her town.
She's still young. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
She lived in a town with like 4 houses.
It wasn't that small. that'd be really weird.
That would be weird. All right.
It's one family.
That does it for our, I guess, unique caller. We have a caller calling in from somewhere in Colorado.
It's the end of the first timers.
Yes. Now, if you want to repeat, now is going to be a great time.
It triggers the return engagement.
The return engagement.
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 Yeah, we're still working on it.
Okay. Mommy.
All right. So, if you want to return and engage,
or just poetry, be engagement with a return,
you're going to want to call 720-240-9766.
You can call 270-240-720. See, I'm dyslexic. Don't listen to me. 720-240-9766.
Or you can just hit redial if you've called us before. Call now. Yeah, World Poetry. Draven Gray. Now, that was so fun having him in the studio.
It was.
When he came down and cut the promo. And he occasionally would call the show when we were at KZKO. And I really enjoyed it when he would call and...
Shh.
What?
Shh. Got him.
He
right.
never... Got...
I
what?
Got him.
Okay. Let's go to Draven Gray. Draven, are you there?
Hey.
Hey, welcome. I haven't heard from you in forever.
Yeah, I miss hanging out with you guys in the studios.
I know. You should do it sometime.
We're working on it.
Yeah. Hey, I wasn't going to announce this right away, but since you're on the line and it's you, I know of a podcast that's launching that you might want to submit some stuff to.
Okay.
It's going to be called Denver's Best Music. It's going to be a relaunch of something that I tried to do, about 6 years ago, where we're going to have all local musicians submit music to be played on a podcast.
Oh, very cool.
And, you know, if you know any other Denver musicians, turn them to denversbestmusic@gmail.com to submit their work.
All right, I'll do so.
Awesome. So you've got a poem you'd like to share with us?
That was a shameless plug.
I know, but Michael's not here to get mad at me.
Oh, just wait.
I was going through some old lyric books that I found, and I forgot I even had this. So just to give you an idea, the second thing in this is the premiere song from our first Rock Circus Masquerade show.
Really?
So, wow. So this is actually a pretty old lyric. It's pretty cool, though. So I totally forgot about it. It's called Lie.
Okay.
So are you guys ready?
Ready.
Everybody knows the pain of loved ones gone away. Everybody cries sometime. A pillow for your pain. Tears fall, but no one hears the rain. Where were you when my heart began to fade? My heart is down. In tears I drown. I have found my life alone. And everybody sings, some for joy, some for the pain that it brings. Everybody laughs sometime. Some they laugh at pain. Some laugh for the joy life brings. And I shake my head and laugh at myself. My eyes are down. My voice is drowned out. My voice is calling me away from home. Lie in my arms and forget the world, because it's just too much for me. And I cry from the life of pain. I cry with a smile on my face for you and what I find in you. Everybody dances, gazing, flowers, tunes, romances. Everybody wants someone to hold to. I'm lying down. My sorrows drown. Your love surrounds. I lose myself.
Very well done, my friend.
Thank you.
Aside from being a great lyricist, you're a pretty damn good spoken word artist, too.
No, thank you.
And I want to thank you. We had a great time at the Rock Circus Masquerade that you had, and
that was so awesome.
It was. It was amazing.
Sorry, it was cool.
Awesome, thank you. Yeah, the sound still planning on doing much more.
Awesome.
So it's just all in the works. It takes a little time to put together.
Keep us in the loop, and we'll come down and support again.
Absolutely.
Will do.
Awesome.
All right, you guys have a great night. I'm going to keep listening.
Thank you, Draven.
Thanks, Draven.
That was Draven on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Give me.
No,
give me. Damn.
Oh.
I've never seen two people fight over a baseball like that before.
Some
well, bitch. Except for the 1986 World Series. But anyway.
Such an obscure poll.
I know.
But it's done.
All right. Wow. How do we follow up Draven Gray? We gotta let's mix it up. Let's do a female voice.
Okay.
All right. So, calling from Minnesota, please welcome Mariah.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome back to our show.
Yes, indeed.
So, did you actually, in fact, write that poem in between segments?
I did.
What?
It's good.
The girl's amazing. All right, let's hear it.
All right. So, this is If Life Had a Back Button. I had to swallow first. There are so many moments in life that I wish I could pause, delete, rewind. If only we could back up. Only for a mere second to a better time and a better place, and the human race wasn't running and war wasn't waging and we weren't on the verge of the end of humanity. If only. If we could only take out the unnecessary. No more articles that leave you tongue-tied and wanting more but less at the same time. No more ifs, ands, or buts, because life is so much more than a piece of poetry. But poetry is all that we need to get us through. If life had a back button, we could rewind our way to the start of a new time, to a decision that marks the beginning of the end, and maybe some of us would still be whole. At the same time, our decisions and moments have formed each family and individual in a baptism of fire, unleashed hell on a world that wasn't ready but forced it to overcome just the same. If life had a back button, my heart wouldn't be stitched up quite so many times. I wouldn't have this nagging thought of being worthless, unwanted, and unloved, because in the back of my mind, it's always there. Deep inside me, the emotions of darkness fill my pages with poetry, and it's all I need to get me through. Poetry and a little understanding, a little compassion, a little moment here and there just to breathe, to remind myself where I am here. I am now, I am safe. If life had a back button, I wouldn't need to regroup and redo and stand up or sit down. If life had a back button, I wouldn't be me. My life would be the same, but different. My purpose is the very reason that I am alive, but the moments I want to erase are the very ones that made me. End poem.
Holy cow.
Holy cow.
That last line gets me. You know, I said earlier that I wish life did have a back button, but the moments that I want to erase are actually what make me me. So,
yep.
Very well said, Mariah.
You always have to remember there's a give and take with that. You know, what parts of yourself would you lose if you could redo your choices?
Yeah. Wow. I'm stunned. I'm not even going to write on that subject now. That has been covered very well. You have a show tomorrow?
No, you do. I said, don't be too stunned. You still have a show to run.
Well, that's true. I know. But luckily, we've got a great producer that can cover for my deer in the headlights look.
Yeah, don't look at me. I can't cover you.
That look.
So, Mariah, thank you very much for sharing with our show. And I'm already looking forward to hearing you next week.
Yeah, but now I have to figure out what I'm writing for next week because I already used up that title.
Well, you got about 6.5 days to work on that.
Control Alt Delete.
That's a reset. Ooh.
I didn't say reset. Control Alt Delete.
Okay. Right.
That'll probably end up having the same feeling as this one.
It might.
It would. Yeah, probably.
No, you could have fun with it. You could break it up.
You can turn it into like a reincarnation poem.
That could be interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
control.
I like that idea.
Alternative.
You're welcome.
He's running.
And delete. Okay.
See what you started?
Dun, 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 dun. This is why they don't let me on very often.
No, Christine's full of something. I'm not going to say what it is, but she's full of something.
Oh, hi.
Give me the baseball. Okay. Give
no!
me the baseball.
No!
Give me the baseball. Damn it. Where's the bat? Where'd the bat go?
Mariah, thank you for calling our show.
Yep.
That was Mariah on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry reading.
Give me!
Ha 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 ha!
Sure, thank you. She's going to beat me with that.
I know.
Where's the bat? Oh, where? No. Where's the book? Where's the book?
No books.
Book.
All right, so from Minnesota, we're going to go on down to Kentucky. Please welcome Philip.
Howdy, fellers and lady tonight.
Hello.
Hello, and I really appreciated both of your poems, Sir J. Todd. They were well delivered and quite memorable. And I also really appreciate it. It is Christine, is that correct?
Yes.
That is correct.
Okay, I really appreciated your Shel Silverstein rendition. I could feel myself getting a cold as you read. I was so relieved that it was a Saturday, you know?
See?
And by no way am I saying Michael's playing hooky.
No.
Yeah. No, he's really
sick. Actually is really sick.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, I will get to it and get out of everybody's hair and let the next poet read.
Uh-huh.
I also wanted to give, if it's okay, I want to give out a really quick shout to Mary. She actually caught a misspelling in this particular poem I'm about ready to read, and I wanted to thank her. And she's also, I hope this is okay to divulge, she is scattering her mother's ashes tomorrow, and I just wanted to let her know that I am certainly going to be thinking about her, and she will be warm in my thoughts as she goes through this process.
Now, this is Mary from Wisconsin that occasionally calls our show, right?
Yes, sir. She's on the panel tonight, you know, talking and joking and et cetera, and I just wanted to let her know that, yes, sir. She's
listening. I just want to say our thoughts and prayers are with her, too. We love her very much, and we're sorry that she's going through this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you make us all feel like a family, sir, and that means a lot to me. So at any rate, I will get to it. It's a mid-length kind of title. Brief letter composed in broken lines for a dear friend met again who asked sincerely how I am. And here it goes. Happily I write a little again with pens and pages, a spot of chilled milky coffee and a broad window where I observe the leaves much like people that come and go. My stubborn head bent downward at autumn, work these wayward lines through winter until, by first fall, a modest collection, cold with the exchange of seasons, quietly fostered in literary endeavors that indubitably fail, though I share them nonetheless. Cruel memories reinvented as kinder amalgams that make the past tolerable. Where would I be without revisions, I ask in a manner not rhetorical? Lost, I'm indisputably certain, but now, among a few warm friends, I've been found and remain grateful for their amiable embraces that include my admitted losses and errant ways they forgive, accepting my humility as a man, jocose, at the midpoint of middle age, my hair slightly gray, winking with sincere prayers, beseeched before the grave. There it is, ladies and gents.
Love your stuff, my friend.
I appreciate that, J. Todd, and I will also be sending you guys one of those microfictions that I spoke about, and I hope everybody reads beautifully tonight, and I don't know, when is Thanksgiving? I really don't know these things. I hardly know it's November.
Thanksgiving is next Thursday, and
next
we will be having our third anniversary show the following day on Friday, Black Friday.
Okay.
And
Turkey Coma Day.
We want as many people to come out of the woodworks and share on that show because that's our third anniversary, our big event.
Yeah, we'll be four. Well, is that how we turn it?
No, we're turning three.
You're not 4 years old yet.
And we'll start our fourth year. Okay. Yeah.
We'll have gone through 3 years. And... it always confuses me, Philip. I'm sorry. It's simple things.
Well, trust me.
We'll
I'm
be
not
starting
the
our
Creon in the box. I'm like, do I call Friday on the 27th or not?
You call Friday on the 27th.
Yes, I'm calling then.
All right. Beautiful.
You all have a wonderful evening. Cheers.
Have a great evening. That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. 3 years.
So, you know, they were saying, you know, that this is a family, and you always say, you know, we are a family. We put the fun in dysfunctional.
Exactly.
To quote my cousin Jared,
yeah,
we put the fun in dysfunctional.
And we put the sin in synthetic, yes.
Dun-dun-dun.
All right. Let's serious up a minute. We're going down to the poetry state.
There's a
and you did it
state?
Again, too. You dumbfound me when you do this.
I try it.
All right. So let's go to Michigan. Please welcome our longest supporter of the show. Please welcome Dennis.
Hello. I'm back.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing very well this evening. Why not? It's Friday night.
Exactly. This is the night I live for each week.
Me too. It's one of the high points of my week. And you've made it possible, and we sure do appreciate that.
You guys are the ones that make it possible. Thank you guys.
Yes, well, you do in so many wonderful ways. We owe you a greater respect and thankgivingness for you guys, because you guys have put it together, and we don't thank you enough.
Yeah.
But with that being said, let me get into my poem. It is a poem that I have written. It is a reflection, a personal reflection. And the title is My Responsibility. Taking pride in my homeland is very important to me. I may not like everything and occasionally disagree, but I support our Constitution and the liberties it affords. We need to live together. Why not in one accord? My country was founded on morals, seeking for the greater good. And for coming generations, we'll be caring as we should. I must daily be proactive to keep that dream alive. So I'll continue to do my part that my country may survive. The end.
Very well done.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm looking forward to next week's anniversary show. It should be a grand celebration, and I hope very many come out and support it, because it's been a wonderful experiment that you've concocted here. It's been a blessing to so many, and we need to come out and voice our support for what you've done for us.
Thank you. And, you know, if you could get word to Ellie, we'd love to have her come back for our third anniversary show, too. That would be a huge blessing.
Yeah,
I'll definitely talk to her and others that have fallen by the wayside. We'll see if we can get some of the old-timers back. And plus, it'd be good to hear some new voices, too.
It would be, you know, grow our family. Prove to everybody how huge we've gotten. Because if we had every single caller come call in for our third anniversary, we might be here till 6 a.m.
Yes. Yeah, but we need a good mix of everybody. Well, I'll get off the line, let the next poet read, and And I close once again with it. God bless.
Dennis, thank you very much. And you might recognize this next caller, too.
I probably will.
That was Dennis from Michigan on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. So,
I can't wait till that pool freezes.
I got a heated.
He's got a heated pond for throwing baseballs. Jeez. Don't you remember last winter?
I was wondering why the electricity bill was so freaking high.
That's why I worked on that Hadron Collider and the cold fusion generator.
I didn't touch it.
Are you the reason why there was the helium leak?
No, that was totally me. I didn't
touch it.
All right.
I didn't touch it.
So we're going to go from Michigan to Michigan. Please welcome once again Chris from Michigan.
Oh God, Lottie.
I don't know how you guys
work. What are we going to do this time? Oh, man.
Did you and Dennis plan that out? Let's call it the same exact moment.
Yeah, we do that. Oh, timing is everything. Mm-hmm. Speaking of timing, like I said, this is a college town. And public transportation in this place has people on it. Lots of people. There are 38,000 plus students in this town, college town, just for MSU. 38 plus thousand stories on any given day. So I decided that I was going to put this one down. And instead of some of the heavier poems that I put together, I thought this one would bring a smile. And sometimes you just need to have a smile. Because poetry's like that. It doesn't have to always be so melodramatic and hard and tight and feeling bad. So, public transportation, number 5, Eastwood Town Center. Damn, she has this way of just sitting, her head slightly askew, eyes, wow, so softly unfocused, lips just open, breath, sunlight. And the hint of a smile, yeah, just that hint of how she feels within. What? The horn, startling me. Look, my feet, my balance, falling back, hard, bench. Breath held. Released all rush, sucked in so hard, gasped in, held again, heart thundering, thudding. Open eyes, panicked eyes, moving, staring, head, neck drawn. Down, turning. Turned, breathing again. A breath. Ah, hell, she's smiling at me. She knows I was daydreaming. And I'm blushing. Ah, shit. Her eyes just looked away. She knows it was about her. Damn. Standing again, moving to the door, stepping down, hydraulic air, stepping through and off, feeling the concrete steady me. Her eyes following. Me, looking to the window, the bus rattling, snapping, starting to move on, and she's blowing me a kiss, damn, college town, gotta love it, says it all.
Nice. Really good. Very well done.
Like I said, 38,000 plus stories here. Mm-hmm. And the male and the female population at the college is 50% male and 48% female. Now, what the other 2% is, they haven't told me, but that's they put down on Wikipedia.
Huh.
Transgendered? I don't know.
I guess, but either that or it's the...
transgender is one and the other.
That's true.
But, I wonder what the other 2% that's not male or female.
It's the mascot and the...
careful, guys. Marty will hit you.
Yeah.
He'll come out to Colorado and downright hit you. Be safe.
We will be good.
You have to. Anyway, thought you'd need something a little light for a bit.
That was good. That was really good.
The kids are fun on the buses. You know, they're invulnerable and invisible and real and fun. Good guys. Well, anyway, I'll let you go. Have fun.
Thank you, Chris. That was
Catch
Chris.
Catch you next.
On World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Chris got me thinking that story. I literally checked out and went back to my hometown in California. We had 3 buses that would come to our stop there in main area of Felton. First one was the big line. It would take you all the way into Santa Cruz. The People's Republic of. The second one was Felton North, and it would literally take you a couple miles up towards this other town called Ben Lomond, loop around and come back down to where you stop in the main terminal. The third bus was Felton South, and literally that would be the one that I would take over to school, and that would take you a couple miles south of town towards Santa Cruz, but wouldn't go all the way into Santa Cruz that direction. I'm like, you know, you could do it with the big Santa Cruz bus by connecting the south route all the way to Santa Cruz. But, hey, what do I know? I was only a teenager at the time. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that fond memory, Chris. And we're going to go from Chris to Texas and revisit our last caller of the unique callers. Please welcome JC.
Hey, guys.
Hey, welcome back.
Well, Christine reading sick got me to pull out one of my very old poems that I wrote when my children were small. The title of it is The Kid Named Not Me.
Okay.
There's a new kid at home, one nobody sees, but we all know he's there. His name is not me. He took out all my colors and doodled on the wall. You can tell from how high he reached, he isn't very tall. When my mom asked, whose artwork could this be? The answer was unanimous. We all said, not me. Not me is very naughty. He always makes a mess. And what he did with sister's doll is anybody's guess. He's ruined mommy's makeup. He messed up daddy's hat. He even cut my bed sheets. Now how bad was that? And when he takes a bath, he gets water on the floor. And just last night, he got toothpaste on the door. He spilled the Kool-Aid on the carpet and broke some dishes in the sink. He left out the milk on the counter, so now there's none to drink. When something's going wrong and mom's as angry as can be, you can always be sure he did it. That kid named Not Me. That's him.
Very well written. I enjoyed it.
I actually, that is an older one, but everybody seems to be able to relate because they were either that not me kid or they've had one in their house.
The Smith household that I grew up in had a bunch of not me's in it.
I didn't get that chance. I'm an only child.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. My kids are all about a year and a half apart, year and a half to 2 years apart, so... It was always a chorus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I got to say, is football season over for you now, or do you still have to go?
Well, we're in playoffs, actually, but I did not go to this one. It's kind of a bit of a drive.
Okay.
Where are they playing at?
Rosenberg. It's right outside of Houston.
Okay.
All right.
I can see that being a bit of a drive. And it's close to Houston, so, I mean...
Yeah,
I'm
totally
kidding.
PR nightmare.
So are they running a chance of going to state, or...?
Our team, the last few years, usually gets to the semifinal round, so the round right before state, before they've been knocked out. So I think at the beginning of the season, we were ranked 8th in the state. So pretty good odds for a state this big.
That is really good odds, and especially for as popular as football is in Texas.
Yeah, so they do a great job here.
Awesome. Well, I hope that they go all the way. I hope they bring home the state title and shock everybody.
That would be wonderful.
JC, I thank you very much, and we'll talk to you next week, hopefully for our anniversary show.
See y'all next week.
See y'all next week.
Bye
now. That was JC on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. Now, I got to say, you and I are fans of football in general. It doesn't have to be pros. It can be college, high school. Whatever. It's football, right?
Yeah, it's true.
I was going to say, why are you just looking at him?
Well, I've hung out with him longer. I know his passion for the game. You're that way, too.
Uh-huh.
Yes, she is. She does like her football.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Red zone. Six hours of commercial-free ADHD football. Sorry. Got a little excited there.
See?
Yeah, I'm the same way. And it didn't matter. I would go to my daughter's football games, and I'd get lost in... She was in band.
Yeah.
So we'd go to support her, but I'd get lost in the game. And I remember one time we went... I don't know how it works in Texas, but here, you get to pick your homecoming opponent. You want to stack the deck to where you can win your homecoming game. And
that's just
Inglewood
wrong.
Picked Sheridan, which is just up the road from where we're at. And they sucked that year. And it was like, at the end of the first quarter, it was like 34-3.
Ouch.
And I'm like, they're going to score 100 points on them. No, they slowed up at 65. They're like, we got to let them go.
Yeah, they do a mercy rule here.
Yeah. It's only fair, though.
It is.
You can't trounce them too bad.
It's a mercy rule in, you know, with the kids and everything like that. But you should hear this man. When the professionals are playing, you're a professional team. Run up the score!
You're paid for it.
Yeah. If you're paid for it, that's one thing.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to get my season pass.
How long is that waiting list for Denver Broncos season passes again?
Actually, there is 198 people ahead of me.
Okay, so you're down to like 3 years, right?
No,
not even. It'll probably
change this
fast.
Year.
Okay, so I got to ask, how long ago did you sign up for them?
2.5, 3 years ago. Yeah, but so we're going for the club level.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
We're going for the expensive seats because I don't want to wait 10 years because you can will your season tickets to your kids, which is it keeps the seats in the family.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
It's a good system.
I don't know if anybody knows this. Denver is a really huge football town, and the Broncos are the beyond end all of football.
Yeah.
And I'm stuck here liking the Ravens.
Hang on. However, I am not a trash talker.
No. And I got to say, you guys, you both are not really bad trash talkers.
I do not trash talk.
No.
So I'm not that type of football fan.
Okay, enough with the football. We have one more poet to go before you and I read and we close up shop for the night. Please welcome from New Hampshire, she is Jay Lorien.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I am very well. How are you?
Doing well. Do they have any really good football teams up in New England at all? I said, do they have any really good football teams up in New England at all? I've never heard of one.
I've heard of them, but frankly, I think they all suck.
Oh, okay. Love it. Thank you.
I'm not saying anything. I still don't trash talk.
Tonight I have a lighthearted piece for you.
Awesome.
I call it Midnight Aria of a Cat. To you, my brew, my faithful cat, who on the mantle sweeps, grossly snoring, round and fat, yet still your balance keeps. You'll sleep away this rainy day that has nothing to bring, and then at midnight, wide awake, you will decide to sing. And sing you will in variant tones, in notes both low and high, soprano to alto to baritone. In opus, you'll decry my need to sleep the night away, a dreadful waste of time. For don't I know it's best to play twixt midnight's lengthy chime? For hid between the ringing peal that stirs from mantle clock are magic moments that reveal and points of view unblock. Awake, you'll sing in variant muse. Awake and come to play. We haven't any time to lose, for soon it will be day. Arise and stretch your furry legs. Arise and swish your tail. Oh, come and rise above the dregs who will soon enough prevail. Come and chase the moon with me. Come and have some fun. We have so little time, you see, 'twill soon be 12:01. For in that time, tween this and that is Bastet's wondrous spell. Within you, too, may be a cat, and human form excel. But morning comes too soon for me to join your fanciful flight. If I'm asleep, just let me be, perhaps some other night.
Very well done, Jay Lorraine.
Thank you.
And I want to invite you back for our third year anniversary show next week as well, if you can make some time.
I am going to try.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing, and we will talk to you next week.
Good night.
Good night. That was Jay Lorraine on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in Poetry Radio.
Give me! One of these days, it's going to be him.
We got to get Michael back. You guys keep fighting over the baseballs.
Yeah.
I just want to throw one at the Hadron Collider.
No.
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 I didn't touch it.
No.
No, you didn't touch it, but the baseball you threw did.
I didn't touch it.
Are you going first? Do you want me to go first? What do you want?
You want rock, paper, scissors, right?
All right. Ready?
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Damn it. Go. Right,
you go.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah. You lost. You go first.
You lost. You go first.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Paper beats rock.
Well, that didn't make any sense. So anyway, I thought if you won, you got to go first. So this one is called Truth, and it's by one of my favorite little poets, Chaucer.
Okay.
I know, it's an old thing. I will not read it how he wrote it. I'll read it translated because...
Okay.
Flee from the crowd and dwell with truthfulness. Let your things suffice through, though it be small. Hoarding brings hatred, climbing fickleness. Praise brings envy, and wealth binds over all. Savor no more than 'tis good that you recall. Rule well yourself, who others advise hear, and truth shall deliver you. Have no fear. Trouble you not the crooked to redress, trusting in her who wobbles like a ball. Well-being rests on scorning busyness. Beware, therefore, of kicking at an awl. Strive not like the crockery with the wall. Control yourself who would control your peer, and truth shall deliver you. Have no fear. That which is sent receive in humbleness. Wrestling for this world asks but a fall. Here's not your home, here is but wilderness. Forth, pilgrim, forth, forth, beast, out of all of your stall. Know your country, look up, thank God for all. Hold the highway and let your spirit steer, and truth shall deliver you. Have no fear.
Guys, I got a tongue tied on that one. It's been a while since I've read him out loud.
That's all right. I get tongue tied on my own work. You're certainly allowed to get tongue tied on Chaucer.
I like Geoffrey Chaucer. As there is just silence. Well, you know,
those of us in, no, we call him Jeff.
Jeff.
Jeff. Jaffa.
I'm just kidding.
Jaffa.
All right, so I'm going to round out our show with this one. This one was written in 1997, and it was my first experimental poem of not doing rhyming for most of it. This is entitled Turn Your Radio Off. And a little history behind it, I used to be a DJ at 103.5 The Fox here in town, and I was just writing this while doing an air shift.
And that doesn't mean for everybody to actually turn your radios off.
No.
Don't do
yet.
That.
No.
Not yet.
Check, check, 1, 2. Is this mic open? I feel I have something to say. But who's listening? Is anyone receiving? Am I transmitting? Yes, I'm a child of the night, masters of ceremony, if you will. Who are you? I wish you well. Where are all my lost friends? Give me a call real soon. Spinning discs at the speed of light, faster than the speed of night. Where is the zombie that I was before? Lurking for no one to see, ready to strike at any time. Aggression limited, the witching hour calls, screaming guitars, blasphemous words, the devil in your ears. Why me? Who? What? Where is this leading? To yet another morning of insanity? Ah, hell. Just turn your radio off. All right.
Oh.
So that'll do it for this show. We urge you to tune in next week for our 3rd year anniversary. Michael, we want to wish you to get better very soon and rejoin us in the studio. So for Michael, Christine, the Hasquatch, and myself, I say thank you for tuning in. Tune in next week at 8 p.m. Friday night. Good night, Robert Mordlin, wherever you're at.